Hello, I'm Kenny Dodson, your horticulture agent for the Kansas State Wildcat Extension District, bringing you this week's Hort Report. It is technically fall in southeast Kansas. We can certainly tell in the mornings, and it's also apparent in the landscape. Shorter daylight hours means trees are starting to turn colors and brighten up our days, but one of the crown kings in fall flowers has emerged, mums. Garden mums are one of the staple plants for beautiful fall color, with full, rounded globes of yellow, red, purple, white, and any blend thereof. Mums, or chrysanthemums, as the scientific name, are part of the daisy family. They certainly have similar blooms, but mums are the later season flower. They can be placed in pots, garden beds, or just left in their initial container. When buying a plant in the fall, make sure to buy one that is not already in full bloom. This way, you can guarantee a longer period of flowering at your home. Also, check the roots. Healthy white roots with plenty of root hairs will survive better on the porch or in the garden. Plants from supermarkets will often have poor watering routines reflected in the roots and overall health. Gamble on discount mums at your own risk. No matter where you get them from, mums will add a pop of color for you all fall. You can deadhead the expired blooms if you wish, but the remaining buds and flowers could look sparse compared to the initial dome. A common question with mums, especially down in the warmer parts of Kansas, is, are they perennial? Now, technically, most plants can overwinter in the right conditions. Mums are particularly tricky due to the time of the year that they are sold and planted. If you buy them in the fall, especially if you buy them the late fall, they have a higher risk of failure. The less time a plant has to establish roots, the lower chances of overwintering, doubly so if it's a very harsh winter. A better strategy is to buy chrysanthemums from garden centers in the spring and allow them to grow for the whole season. The big difference in philosophy here is the mum as a plant versus the mum as a decoration. Fall mums are great as a seasonal decoration, but they need to be respected as a plant if you want them to grow for you. When planting a mum in the fall, make sure to get it in the ground early. Also, make sure to keep it watered, especially through times of drought that we see right now. When colder temperatures arrive, mums usually thrive. Their densely branched canopies can sustain until the very end of the growing season. Before freezing temperatures, take out the upper vegetation. Make sure you have a good mulch base to insulate the root system. Water in the winter only during warmer days, when the temperatures won't drop below freezing. When spring comes, you will see new growth if the mum has made it through. In spring, make sure to fertilize the growing plant. You'll also want to pinch or trim the tips of the stems to encourage further branching and provide more blooms in the fall. Whether it be a new plant or a seasonal decoration, I hope you enjoy your mums this season. I have been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report. You can email me at dodsonke@ksu.edu or give me a call at 620-670-5018.